Luciano going to take your job as a kick returner?
Say that again?
Luciano going to take your job as kick returner after his
He's been doing a good job at it, you know. That week, you know, he had about 18 yards, so, and I feel like I need to get him the job.
How's your comfort grown just in the offense and being around here throughout the course of this offseason?
Just being around these guys, you know, they'll never let you fail around here. You know, they each and every day, you know, come in and work, you know, everybody's smiling, you know, happy, you know, the great environment. And I feel like nobody won't let you down. And, you know, if you need help with something, you know, we spend extra time with it. And, you know, we got great receivers out here, you know. We help each other, you know, each and out. So I feel good about it.
What have been your early impressions of Todd Downing?
I like him a lot, man. You know, he's not the type of coach that's going to yell at you, but he wants you to get the job done. And if you don't get the job done, you know, he give you that little look, you know, it tell you to step it up. So, you know, the things he's been doing, you know, and helping Derek out and all those quarterbacks, you know, it's impressive, you know. You know, a guy like that, you know, just getting this opportunity, you know, and a guy like me coming in, you know, and just want to help and do whatever I can to help each guy out.
What's a key to being a good returner? I mean, do you have to kind of have a chip on your shoulder in that situation? Like, you can't stop me?
I think it's about those 10 guys, you know, that's in front of you. And if you don't trust those 10 guys, you know, you won't have a good unit out there. So, you know, just building this trust, you know, each and every week, you know, even though I haven't been returning kicks, but just building that trust with those 10 guys, you know, and just keep building. And, you know, this week, you know, hopefully I get a chance to go out there and show what I can do.
You're back there and you take it into the end zone. You got to make the decision whether to down and bring it out. What goes into that? Is it the way the look is, the way the game and time situation?
My decision, I'm always bringing it out. You know, that's I've always been aggressive. You know, I'm a guy that I want to make a play. You know, unless coach look at me, you know, for the player, like, just take a knee. And the situation where this game is bad, you know, we don't need it, so I just take a knee. But 100%, I want to take it out, no matter what.
What would it take outside of maybe bobbling the ball around for you not to do
it? I didn't bobble the ball before, you know, and I brought it out and scored. So that's not a factor.
Either.
You know, it's just, like I said, it all depends what coach want. You know, if he don't want me to, if he don't want me to bring it out, I'm not going to bring it out. You know, I'm just not gonna bring it out.
He doesn't tell you that, but he doesn't give you the, you gotta keep just down it, you're bringing it out pretty much every time.
It's the green light for me. You know, every time the ball kick, it's the green light.
Obviously, you want a touchdown every time you touch it on a kickoff return, but is there a standard that you have, like, say, I gotta get to at least the 35 every time, or I didn't do my job, or is there a specific standard you have on a kickoff return where you think it's good and the others and otherwise not acceptable?
Anything past the 25 is the plus. You know, they kick a touchback, we started at 25. So anything over the 25, you know, I feel like it's a plus for the offense. But a guy like me, I want to score every time. You know, I don't even want the offense out there. You know, I want to go out and score each time I can. But, you know, it's not going to always happen like that. So if I get past the 25, 30, you know, I feel good about myself.
It was a missed field goal in that Bears-Cardinals game, but 109 yards, he took it back to the house. I mean, did you see the highlight of that, and did that just get you going? You want some of that too?
Of course, man. Like I said, a guy like that, I know he's happy, and, you know, that hats off to that guy, you know, and every chance, you know, you get back there, miss field goal, you know, you get back there, catch it, just try to run to the sideline and just try to get a touchdown.
Yeah, running against guys that are really used to
running against the big guys, you know, it's an advantage. You know, it's funny because I think my rookie year, they kicked me the ball one time. I had the opportunity to score, but I went the wrong way, and it's been hunting me ever since. So I got to make up for that.
You get to have the chance to return kickoffs this preseason. Obviously, you'll do it whenever the coaches ask you to do it. Has that been something that they've kind of communicated, just not wanting to show anything too soon, or just kind of saving you up for the regular season, giving other guys looks? What's kind of been the premise there?
I say giving other guys looks. You know, I've been doing it for 4 years now, going on 5, so. You know, that's my job, you know. And until somebody beat me out, you know, I'm going to always return kicks my whole life. So, you know, whenever coach want me back there, I'll be back there. If he want me back there this week, I'll be back there. If not, he want to wait till week one, I'm just going to wait. So, whatever he wants.
You do any campaigning like, hey, this week?
Hey, I say this week every week. But, you know, if he want me to chill and rest, I'll chill and rest. But, you know, when week one comes, you know, I'll be ready.
You heard the Raiders were interested in you, and with your speed, did it kind of feel like a natural fit? Was it something that you were pretty excited for, just because, you know, the brand, their identity?
I know the Raiders still hate me for returning the kick on them, you know, a couple years ago. You know, I hear guys in there all the time in the locker room say they could have caught me, but I didn't see nobody within 10 feet of me. So so I always give them trouble about that. But, you know, when they were interested, you know, I came and visit. I had a great visit, you know, and you know, like I said, it felt right. You know, it felt like I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. You know, I had to talk with my family. I told them before I made my decision, you know, and I made a decision. I knew it was the right decision.
Couple more questions?
Have you gotten a sense of, you know, that was one thing that they talked about in the spring, and just working to get you potentially involved in this offense, seeing what you could do, and that's something you wanted to do, just be able to help the team in whatever way you can. Do you have a sense of how you might be used offensively?
Yeah, but, you know, I think we'll wait, you know, to say that. Like, Ty is doing a heck of a job, you know, and, you know, putting a lot of pressure on me, you know, to learn this position, learn that position, and, you know, and I kind of like it, you know, and I'm embracing it, you know, and I know my role. So each chance I get to go out there to make a play, you know, I got to just keep going out there and show them what I can do.